They changed it.
It was a weird.
Did you ever have a similar game like that where people were in a circle and there was, it seemed like there was somebody in the middle and like you'd try and throw the ball at them?
Dodgeball.
Okay, yeah. How does that go?
Sometimes you can play it against the wall and you'll designate some people to be inside, I don't know, less than half will be inside again. And all the other people try to hit them.
Yeah.
Or you can be in a circle and have one team inside and see who's the last one to be able to stay away from the ball.
Yeah. Okay. Do you ever play marbles?
No.
How about jacks?
Yeah.
How did you play?
I wasn't too coordinated at that, so I just try to go, you know, through the onesies and the twosies.
What are onesies and twosies?
Okay, you have to throw up the ball, you know, and grab the jack before it. You can catch it. And you can get through the onesies when you can pick up all 10 or 12, however many there were in a row without missing.
And you can pick them up one at a time?
Yeah, one at a time. Mm. And then you get to the twos and you have to grab two at a time. And you have to keep staying on the twos until you can go all the way through without missing.
Yeah.
And on up to 10 or 12, whatever it is.
If you pick them all up at a time, what's that called?
I don't know.
Okay. What about jump rope games?
We had some little songs, I've forgotten, where you'd have two people turning them and a line of people would jump through.
A great big rope.
And one of them we'd play with school. And you'd start out in kindergarten, you'd have to run through the rope without anything, without touching it. And then you'd have to go to first grade and jump once and run out.
Uh-huh.
And if you missed, then you flunked and had to stay there.
Yeah.
Or go back to kindergarten.
Yeah.
And,
it was always embarrassing to be still in kindergarten when everybody else is in seventh grade.
Uh-huh.
And that was always my luck, you know.
And what else did we do? We'd have, with just a short rope that one person holds, you'd have, sing this little song, you'd have someone jump in with you, and two people would be jumping. Then have someone jump in, and you'd have three people jumping, one person turning, and someone in front, and someone back. Then we had all these neat little tricks, like we used to call them crosses, and you'd cross your arms and jump once and then go back straight.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do we do? All these little neat things where you can twirl it to the side and then jump and twirl it to the other side.
I never could do that. I could do the crosses, but I never could do that.
And
do you cross it when you twirl it to the side?
Yeah.
It's like instead of a jump. I mean, like you jump at the same time, but.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then what else? I would hold both ends of a short rope, or maybe just one end, and bend down and see if you can twirl it beneath your feet, you know, parallel to the ground, and jump over it at the same time.
Do that.
Or sometimes one person would hold a long rope, and then, you know, there'd be several people out jumping the end of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, can you remember any other games?
With jacks? What were we talking
about?
Yeah,
jacks or anything. Anything else.
No.
Okay. Did you ever play Murder in the Dark?
Yeah.
I've forgotten how to play it.
I was always kind of scared though, because I always had to, I was the youngest of older people, you know, and they'd always manage to, you know, come up behind me and say boo or something.
Yeah.
Something about, I never did stay long enough because I'd always get chicken and run outside or something, or go inside or something.
Yeah.
But they had a matchbox, and they'd put something in there that was a clue or something.
Yeah?
Or did they? There was several games, and I'm getting them confused, I think, that we played in the dark. Or was Murder in the Dark the one where one person, how'd they know who was it? Somehow they would secretly, maybe they'd draw a name, or somehow secretly decide who was going to be it. And they had to find out who he was somehow, but I forgot.